I am with
Right.
State Senator Patrick Gallivan, and Senator Gallivan, proposals for New York this year include early voting, pre-registration of 16 and 17-year-olds, consolidating state and federal primary elections, also vote by mail and same-day voter registration. Your thoughts on those measures as you head into the new legislative session?
I know that these pieces of legislation were just filed yesterday, I believe, by the various members of the Senate advocating for these different things. So I haven't seen them to look at all of the details. But I think that all of us are concerned about ensuring access to voting, ensuring as many people vote as possible. And while we do that, we've got to ensure the integrity of the entire voting process to make sure that it continues to be fair and it continues to be free of unseemly things that could take place that might invite fraud. I'm not suggesting fraud is there right now, but the security of elections is something that is important. Security of the process is important as we contemplate changes.
Senator, what in general would be some of the concerns you are in agreement, some of the measures that you might be in agreement with?
Well, I'm in agreement with the general thought that we want to do what we can to increase access to the polls, to try to do whatever we can to get more citizens to exercise their right or their privilege or their responsibility. But I haven't seen the details. I think, though, as we're looking to do this, to increase the access, we just have to make sure that we ensure the integrity of the process. I think same-day registration, for example, when we currently we don't require people to produce their ID when they vote, when we have a same-day process or same-day registration, question would be, what is the process? Will they have to produce an ID? How is that different from other people who don't? So while some of these measures, the general premise is a laudable one, I just want to make sure that we protect the security of the process.
Now, are there? I know you've not had a look at the bills, Senator, but are there certain ideas that, in your opinion, may jeopardize the integrity of the elections?
Well, I think the potential for jeopardizing the integrity is there when we make any change. And we have to do what we can to protect it. I'll give you an example. When we switched a number of years ago, when we switched from the old-fashioned voting booths to the computerized versions that we all use right now, there was concern about the integrity of the process. And people who were charged with making the transition, what they had to do was put provisions in place to ensure the integrity. And I think we have the same thing here. So if we have a proposed change, I think we just need to make sure that the integrity of the process remains intact.